This week's Tzar Torah is sponsored with Chus Alozer ben Bela Felberbaum and L'Iloi Nishmas Shlema Esther Bas Achiezer. The learning of the Tzar Torah is with Chus Reb Sholem Mordechai Alevi ben Rivka for Gula Kroiva min HaMeitzar el HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the Indian of having a Yiddish vacation. The Rambam writes that taking care of one's health is part of serving Hashem, for when a person is not well, he is unable to serve Hashem properly. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid writes that a person who is stressed should take a walk so that he is able to return to learning afterwards. The Medrash relates that David HaMelech would take walks in order to clear his mind and learn further. The Gemara relates that Rav Zeira, when feeling weak and unable to concentrate, would relax near the entrance of the yeshiva of Reb Nosson Bar Tuvia, so that when the Chachamim passed by, he would be able to rise in their honor. The Gemara tells of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who was very wealthy and always had unique produce served at his table, even when they were out of season. Before Rabbi's passing, he lifted his hands upwards and said, "I did not have any pleasure at all." The Shaloh HaKadosh explains that although Rabbi ate these delicacies, he only did so to be strong and healthy for Avodas Hashem. The Rebbe says that similarly, breaks should be taken to increase one's health for the benefit of serving Hashem. And for this reason, children should be allowed to play. This is also Kedusha, as for Bayidin, a holy nation, their body is Kadosh as well. In response to many people who notified the Rebbe of their vacation plans for rest, the Rebbe gave a bracha that it should bring the desired result of strengthening the body. As the Rebbe Rashab expressed, how precious is the Yiddish body for which so much Torah was given. At the same time, it is necessary to ensure that one does not come to a situation where the strength of the body is a weakness for the neshama. The Medrash Shmuel writes that being that summer is a time when physical desires are stronger, we learn Pirkei Avos, strengthening ourselves in the right behavior. The Rebbe said, "We must behave contrary to the ways of the rest of the world. They, during the summer months, decrease their learning and add emphasis to strengthening their physical health. We must do the opposite and emphasize the health of the neshama, and automatically the physical will be strengthened as well. Especially as Chassidus teaches that during the summer there is an additional measure of elokus in the world, which is the cause for the additional sunlight." When the Rebbe Rashab would go on vacation for health purposes, he would take off his kapota, and holding on to his tzitzis, he would sit down and say, "This is dacha, vacation." The Rebbe Rashab explained the inner meaning of vacation. In Lashon HaKodesh, it is called Na'ois Desha, literally, a dwelling of grass. The Medrash tells about the grass that each blade decided to grow separately, although Hashem had not clearly instructed so. Similarly, each Yid, though he may be busy with others during the year, there are times when he should be occupied with his self-growth in the ways of Hashem. The Friedrich Rebbe related, in Lubavitch, during the years Tafresh Nun Aleph to Tafresh Nun Gimel, the Chassidim would observe Dacha from after Pesach. They would sit in the courtyard in front of the house, breathing the fresh air, and relate stories about previous Chassidim. Generally, the Rebbe Rashab would not join, for he would be very involved in Avodah, davening each day at length until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Occasionally, the Rebbe Rashab would come out and comment on the stories. In previous generations, when living in Europe, the children would be in cheder throughout the entire year, learning all through the day and even into the night. Thus, they were constantly in an atmosphere of kedusha. Arriving in America, the Yidden began following the local custom of taking regular breaks from school. These children, who already learned very little in day school, would have vacation every weekend, a few weeks in the winter, and a couple of months in the summer. At that time, a number of camps opened, yet none focused on raising the standards of these children, Beruchnius. At a Farbrengen on Shavuos Tovshin Tes Zayin, the Rebbe spoke about this. Once children would have days off from Cheder only twice a year, Pesach and Sukkot, and this produced children who were healthy, Beruchnius, as well as Begashmius. Today, especially in America, this has changed. The children, being too tired from the few hours they learn, must regularly travel away for the weekends, while some are even mahader to leave a day earlier. This is done even more so during the summer, when one must relax from the 4th of July, and then upon returning relax some more to recover from the trip. The Rebbe concluded in astonishment, "And from such a manner they expect to raise proper children?" Therefore, the Rebbe suggested that an institution be opened where, although on the outside it will appear as a camp, In truth, it will be exactly like a cheder. The Rebbe pointed out that this time of year can have an additional advantage over the rest of the year, for the children will have more time for Kedusha, being free of any secular subjects, and in a few weeks will be able to learn what would usually take them a couple of months. In addition, they will be spared any negative influences from home and the excessive spoiling they receive from their parents. The Rebbe said that the true reason for vacation time is so that a Yid should be able to learn all day. This is applicable to the children as well as to parents. When the children will see their fathers adding and learning during their vacation, they will do the same. Since a Yid was created to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, it is the only way that he truly feels happy and at ease. At a Farbrengen, the Rebbe spoke of the lesson we must take from the Mesiras Nefesh of the Friedeker Rebbe for the chinuch of children. In recent times, a strange custom of closing the cheder during the summer has been introduced. Such behavior is not only contradictory to Frumkeit, but it is a tremendous craziness, a Wildkeit. The Torah is the life of a Yid, and one cannot take a break from life. What type of message does this relate to the children? The Rebbe said that even in those places where they do learn something, it is done in a burdensome way, only to fulfill an obligation and not as life. The Rebbe explained that the source of this problem is the mistaken understanding that Torah is meant chas v'shalom to burden the Yidden, when in truth the Torah was given to better the physical life of a Yid. It is the darkness of Galus that prevents a Yid from accepting this explanation. The Rebbe concluded that we must do everything possible to prevent children from detracting from their learning. Rather, we must make sure to add to it. The Rebbe spoke numerous times about the need to continue learning as usual throughout the summer, and called the break from learning a strange and disgusting custom. The Gemara tells of one of the greatest Chachamim, Rebbe Lozer ben Aruch, who traveled to the distant lands and partook in the pleasures there, drinking the wine and bathing in the springs. As a result, he forgot what he had learned, and when he returned to the Beis Medrash and was called to the Torah, instead of reading HaChedesh HaZeh Lachem, he read HaChedesh Hoyalibam. The Rebbe Maharash explains the significance of these words. They imply the heart being stopped up as a result of the pleasures from which he partook. Addressing the Bachrim who be speaking in different shuls, the Rebbe instructed that they speak about the Avodah of the summer months. During the summertime, when nature begins to bloom, one must be careful not to be overly drawn into physical pleasures, for he can be affected like Rebbe Lozer was. One must take care of his body, this also being a part of serving Hashem. Yet one should not do so excessively. Rather, one must use the apparent beauty now found in nature in the blossoming trees for Kedusha, and learn from them to grow in Avodas Hashem. On one of the weekly trips returning to Lubavitch from the Dacha, where the Rebbe Rashab would visit his mother and receive guests for Yechidus, Shaul the wagon driver stopped near a well to give the horses to drink. When the horses finished drinking, he whipped their backs and said, "Fools, you think I've given you water for your own benefit, so that the hay you've eaten should be tastier? This is not so. I've given you to drink so that you have more strength and desire to schlep the wagon." Hearing this, the Rebbe became very serious and sat deep in thought for a long time, and then said, "The Baal Shem Tov said that everything a Yid hears and sees is a lesson in Avodas Hashem. A Yid must remember that he is given his physical needs to have koyach to schlep the ruchniyistik wagon through Torah and Avodah. We cannot err and think that the hay is the main thing only for us to enjoy." An especially added note to a sicha, the Rebbe addresses the laxness found in the summer. There are those who are less stringent during the summer with regard to matters of tznius, especially so if they are living in a temporary residence in the country. Among them are those who say, "Echtova oshuv, I shall sin and return, I'll do tshuva when I return to the city." This is also very important regarding the men's conduct, but especially so for women, being that each and every one of them is called the Akeres Habayis, the foundation of the home. Over the summer months, we will be taking a break from producing new issues of Leman Yishmu. We encourage you to listen to older issues by calling the archives at 641-715-3800, extension 94500. Wishing you a healthy and successful summer.